A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 40. It is hoped that this book has opened eyes to the real story of creation, how it has unfolded over time, how it is unfolding now, and how it will unfold in future nows. In my first communication to mankind, my purpose has been to explain how each reader is connected to me and to the big picture. I took a very complicated topic and simplified it to support understanding. I don't want the idea of God to remain a mysterious idea. If you are part of God, then you should be familiar with basic details surrounding your heritage. Why did I wait so long? Why have I let lies and distortions go on for so long unchallenged? Will it be easier for this information to be disseminated and ultimately accepted? These are legitimate questions, and they deserve to be answered. We have had a very cautious approach towards involving ourselves in the Earth Project. Were we too cautious? Perhaps. God is thought of as a being of perfection, and not as a messy and imperfect creator. If you think of me more as the latter rather than the former, everything makes more sense. Maybe gods and humans have more in common than previously thought. Our plan to fix our plan is drastic, and all aspects of the divine hierarchy are fully committed to it. Will it be easy? No. Will it succeed? We hope so. But there are no guarantees in creation. Very little has developed as planned. There have been good surprises and very unpleasant and disappointing ones. The one and only promise I can make is that we are in this together. God and mankind are one. Together, we can solve problems that neither of us could solve on our own. I am.